随叫随到 one call away， 就喜欢这样子。然而现实不像你想象的那样，发个微信别人就秒回，打个电话别人就随叫随到。听听今天的歌曲 one call away， 欢迎来到可可听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice 凯南斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤。这首歌曲来自于当前瑞典超人系男孩偶像团体 EMD， 由2007瑞典偶像第五名和2006年偶像亚军和第六名加入，按照偶像大赛的成绩排名取了各自的第一个字母命名，组成了 EMD。 歌词有一句是 I can't always be there when you want me， No, I've got other responsibilities，当你需要我的时候，我不可能一直在那儿，因为我还有别的责任。可能就是因为这样的歌词，有些人都觉得这是给小情人的歌，但有的人觉得这是两个人在一起很舒服的一种模式，因为各自都有各自忙碌的事情，不可能做到随叫随到。情侣之间需要自由，你觉得呢？让我们在音乐声中想想这个问题吧。Yeah, I know I've been busyIt's been a while since we spoke, yeah. I might come off a bit flaky, but there are things that you should know. So I can always be there when you want me. No, I got out of responsibilities. I know I haven't been there, and I can't be这里依然是可可听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。接下来的时间，让我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。Yeah, I know I've been busy. It's been a while since we spoke. Yeah. I know I've been busy. It's been a while since we spoke. I might come off a bit flaky. 我知道我一直都在忙碌，自从我们上次说话已经过了好久，我可能表现得有点古里古怪的。 While 这里呢是一个名词，表示的是一段时间一会儿。 It's been a while 已经过了一会儿了。 After a while 表示过一会儿不久。 After a whileDon't worry, your brother will come back after a while. 不要担心，你兄弟一会儿就会回来的。 It's been a while since we spoke. 自从我们上次说话都已经过去了很久。这里的 spoke 是 speak 的过去式 S-P-O-K-E, spoke. He spoke with an American accent. 他说话带着美国英语的口音。 Come off.在歌词中呢是表现的意思。再比如说 He always comes off badly in fights. 他在拳击比赛中总是表现得很糟糕。 He always comes off badly in fights. Come off 还可以表示去掉，比如说 These stains won't come off, I'm afraid. 我恐怕这些污点去不掉。 Stain 表示污点。 These stains won't come off, I'm afraid. 我害怕这些污点去不掉。Come off 还可以表示掉下来，比如说 A button has come off my coat. 我的大衣掉了一粒扣子。 A button has come off my coat. The tennis finals will come off tomorrow. 这里的 come off 表示发生、举行。 The tennis finals will come off tomorrow 意思是网球决赛明天举行。好，接下来呢，我们要学习的单词是 flaky，在歌词中表示古里古怪的、疯疯癫癫的。再比如说 ，I waited 4 hours for my flaky friend to show up。为了等我那位怪朋友出场，我等了4个小时。I waited 4 hours for my flaky friend to show up。Sometimes mature skin can be dry and flaky。这里的 flaky 就表示容易剥落的，有时候成熟的肌肤干燥而且呢容易剥落。 Sometimes mature skin can be dry and flaky. OK, flaky 在美国俚语中呢还有一个意思是不可靠的。 Sales is a flaky business unless you get after it. 除非你不断的追求，不然呢销售行业是一个没有指望的行业。 Sales is a flaky business unless you get after it.I can't always be there when you want me. No, I've got other responsibilities. 当你需要我的时候，不可能一直都在那儿，因为我还有别的责任。Responsibility 在这里呢是一个名词，表示责任、职责、责任心。Responsibility 我们来了解一下关于 responsibility 的短语。第一个是 on one's responsibility， 表示主动的、自作主张的。You can't do it on your responsibility. 你不能够自作主张的做那件事。You can't do it on your responsibility. Shake one's responsibility 表示摆脱责任。Shake one's responsibility. We all couldn't shake our responsibilities. 我们都不能够摆脱责任。那么 responsibility 是一个名词，它的形容词是 responsible。在后面接上介词 for 表示对什么东西负责任，比如说 Everyone should be responsible for his work， 每个人都应该对他的工作负责。 Everyone should be responsible for his work。 I know you know that I'm with one， You know that I've got someone else。 One call away as soon as you appear on my display，你随叫随到，一出现就在我的面前。 As soon as 表示一怎么怎么样就怎么怎么样，比如说 The movie began as soon as we got there， 我们一到那儿电影就开始了。 The movie began as soon as we got there。 好，接下来的是单词 appear， A-P-P-E-R appear 表示出现，还有出版的意思。还有一个常用的意思呢，就是显得或者是好像。有一个句型是 It appears that， 表示看起来怎么怎么样。比如说 It appears that you are right， 看来呢你是对的。 It appeared that he had a taste for music， 看来啊他对音乐还有一定的鉴赏力。 It appeared that he had a taste for music。 接下来这个单词 display 表示显示、陈列、炫耀，作为名词和动词都可以。我们来听例句。Let's display the figures and see what we have. 通过显示一下数字来看看我们能得到什么。Let's display the figures and see what we have. A new kind of car was on display in the shop. 商店里展出了一种新汽车。A new kind of car was on display in the shop.您正收听到的节目是来自于可可英语网的听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯。今天的节目就到这里了，感谢收听，我们下期再见，拜拜。